Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act done in the divine will be for the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. Mary, Sovereign Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we will continue with Volume 22. The next passage comes from June 12, 1927, and the title is Relations that exist between Creator and creature, between Redeemer and the redeemed ones, between the sanctifier and the sanctified ones, who will be able to read the divine characters. Luisa Picarreta writes, I was following the acts of the divine fiat according to my usual way, in order to repair and bind all the relations between Creator and creature, between Redeemer and redeemed ones, between sanctifier and sanctified ones, broken by the human will. And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, one who wants to know all the relations existing between Creator and creature, and to keep their bounds in force, must let my divine will reign within herself with absolute dominion. If we want to be able to know the relationship that is between God and the creature in a deeper way, we have to let the divine will possess us. In this passage, Luisa Picarreta is doing her usual rounds, praising, adoring, glorifying God, the rounds of creation, the rounds of redemption, the rounds of sanctification. God is our creator, Jesus is our redeemer, and the Holy Spirit is our sanctifier. God created us, Jesus reconciled us with the Father, and the Holy Spirit sanctifies us, makes us holy through the sacraments. And in order for the Holy Spirit to sanctify us, we have to be in the state of grace. In baptism, the Holy Spirit sanctifies us and gives us three gifts: theological virtues, faith, hope, in charity. These virtues, they have to grow in us. In the sacrament of confirmation, the Holy Spirit gives us seven gifts to make us holy. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord says to Luisa Picarreta, if you really want to bring this union that was broken by the human will, by the disobedience of our first parents, you have to let the divine will dominate you. Our Lord says, in fact, since the life of my will is present in all creation, the soul, she will form one single life for all created things. And since the life of one, she will understand the language and the relations existing with her creator. Each created thing speaks of its creator and possesses the legible characters of my divine fiat. Each created thing talks about God. The sun tells us about who God is. God is light. And in all the elements of creation, we can see the image of God, three in one. But do you know who is capable of hearing their voice, of understanding their celestial speaking, and of reading the divine characters which each created thing has imprinted within itself? The soul who possesses my will has the hearing to be able to listen to their voice, the intelligence to comprehend them, the eyes to read the divine characters which, with so much love, her creator impresses within each created thing. On the other hand, one who does not let my will reign finds herself in the condition of one who is deaf and cannot listen, of one who is not able to listen and comprehend, of one who has not studied a variety of languages, and as much as one may speak, he understands nothing. In order for us to understand this divine language, in order for us to be able to see beyond our senses, first of all, we need faith, which is a gift given to us in baptism. This faith has to grow through sacred scripture, through the sacraments, through the catechism of the Catholic Church, which is everything that the Church teaches us. In order to understand this divine language that the Lord is talking about in the elements, he says we need to possess his will in our hearts, in our souls. And one who possesses his will, the Lord says, is like the one who is able to understand many languages and speak them. Our Lord says, in the same way, in order to maintain the relations existing between Redeemer and redeemed ones, and to know them, one must study my life. This is very important. The Lord says, one must study my life. One must study my life. In other words, we have to read the Bible. We have to read sacred scripture. If you go to Mass every day, you hear sacred scripture. But if you don't go to Mass every day, try to read the Bible every day, 5 minutes, to meditate. We need to know the life of Christ. The Lord says, one must study my life in order to know the relationship between God and the creature. Each of my words, works, steps, heartbeats, and pains were all bounds with which I came to bind all the redeemed ones. But who is bound? One who studies my life and tries to imitate me. So it's not enough only to study the life of Christ. He's telling us, you have to imitate me. We have to study the life of Christ and then to imitate him. As the soul imitates me, she remains bound to my words, to my works, steps, etc. Receives their life and will have the hearing to be able to listen to all my teachings, the mind to comprehend them, and the eyes to read all the divine characters impressed within me in coming to redeem the humankind. And if the creature does not do this, the characters of redemption will be illegible for the creature. It will be a foreign language for her, and the relations and bonds of redemption will not be enforced. The creature will always be the one who is born blind to all goodness, to all goods, with which we wanted to enrich her. Another element here that the Lord is telling us is that in order to understand the relations, the bounds between God and the creature, we have to study, to meditate the life of Christ. About the Book of Heaven, in order to understand the spirituality of living in the divine will, we need to read the Book of Heaven too. Because if not, this language that we find in the Book of Heaven, it will be like a foreign language for us. All those who do not know Christ, when we talk about Christ, it's like talking in another language. Many people that they know the spirituality of the divine will, but they do not read. It's like talking to them in a different language. That's why it is very important for all of us to read. To read and to read the Book of Heaven. To read the Bible and to read the Catechism. Because the Catechism is all that the Church teaches. All the teachings of the Church are contained in the Catechism. More than 2,000 years of tradition, of faith, of knowledge is contained in the Catechism. The Bible, God's revelation to us, we find the life of Jesus in the Gospels. And in the Book of Heaven, we find this treasure of how we can live the interior life that our Lord lived, the interior life that the Blessed Mother lived, how we, through this spirituality, are able to live in the divine will. So it is very important for us to read. Because if not, it will be like talking in a different language to all of you. You will not be able to understand. You will not be able to gain knowledge. So I encourage all of you to spend time, reading the Book of Heaven. Spend time reading sacred scripture and become familiar with the catechism of the Catholic Church. Become familiar with the teachings of the Church. Love them, know them, and love them. The Lord wants to enrich us through the sacraments, through the study of sacred scripture, through the study of faith by reading the catechism. The Lord wants to enrich us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. If not, the blindness, the spiritual blindness, will not be removed. The sacraments, sacred scripture, reading the catechism, and the writings of the servant of God, all of this help us to remove the spiritual blindness that we possess. Our Lord says, the creature will always be the one who is born blind to all our goods, with which we wanted to enrich her, and one who wants to know and receive all the relations and bounds of sanctity must love the sanctifier. If you want to receive sanctity, if you want to be enriched, the Lord says, you have to love the sanctifier. And who is the sanctifier? The Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets, the Holy Spirit who has been given to us in baptism, in confirmation, the Holy Spirit who cleanses us in the sacrament of confession, the Holy Spirit that was given to us through the apostles in Pentecost, the Holy Spirit who is in the Church. So we have to love the Holy Spirit. So we must love the Holy Spirit with His own love. Holy Spirit, I love you with the love of the Father. Holy Spirit, I love you with the love of the Son. Holy Spirit, I love you with your own love. Come and make me holy. How many of you pray to the Holy Spirit? We have to start praying to the Holy Spirit. We have to pray to the Sanctifier. He is the Sanctifier. He is the Holy Spirit. We have to pray to Him. This is what our Lord is telling us in the Book of Heaven. Pray to the Sanctifier. Love the Sanctifier. This is what our Lord is asking us to do. Saint Annibale de Francia, in one of the letters sent to Luisa Picarreta, he tells Luisa Picarreta that sanctity comes from God, that sanctity does not consist of a formula. And he says to Luisa Picarreta, Luisa, this new science of living in the divine will, who surpasses all the saints in the past, the new saints, all those who come to study this spirituality, they also have to possess the virtues of the saints in a heroic degree, in the same way that the ancient saints and confessors and martyrs and penitents and all the virgins, all those who gave their life for Christ, in the same way that they possessed the virtues, all the virtues, we also must possess these virtues in order to live this way. And the Holy Spirit is the giver of life. He is the sanctifier who makes us holy. He operates in the sacraments. So we must pray to the Holy Spirit that He may give us this divine love and divine desire to love Him with His own love, to enkindle in our hearts, in our souls, the divine fire of His divine love, so that His love may consume us, that His divine will may consume our hearts, our souls. San Annibale Maria de Francia wrote to Luisa Picarreta, asking Luisa Picarreta to record everything, that we may come to know what the Lord wants from us through this spirituality. And the Lord says, we have to love the Sanctifier. So we have to love the Holy Spirit. How many of you pray to the Holy Spirit every day? How many of you remember to thank the Holy Spirit for the gifts, for the sacraments, for all that He has given us? We have to love the Holy Spirit, and we have to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit, a devotion to the Holy Spirit. Because he is the sanctifier. He's the one who makes us holy. He's the one who operates in us. The Lord says, the Holy Spirit puts his flames on the way toward one who truly loves and binds that soul with the relations of his sanctity. Without love, there is no sanctity because the bounds of true sanctity are already broken. Love remains forever, the Apostle Paul tells us. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, in number 2011, tells us that love, the charity of Christ, is the source in us of all our merits before God. The love of God is the source in us of all our merits before God. God living in us, the Holy Spirit living in us. Through this love, we acquire merit. Through this love, we are sanctified and purified and made holy. There is a beautiful passage from volume 17 concerning about the Holy Spirit. The Lord says to Luisa Picarreta, my daughter, in all that the sanctifier, the Holy Spirit, has done and will do to those who are to be sanctified, we have to pray to the Holy Spirit. The Lord says, you have to fuse yourself in the order of grace, in all that the sanctifier, the Holy Spirit, has done and will do to those who are to be sanctified. Furthermore, while we, the three divine persons, remain always united in working, if creation is related to the Father, redemption to the Son, the fiat voluntas tua was attributed to the Holy Spirit, and it is exactly in the fiat voluntas tua that the divine Spirit will display his work. You do it when, in coming before the Supreme Majesty, you say, I come to give love in return for everything which the sanctifier does to those who are to be sanctified. I come to enter into the order of grace, to give you glory in return of love, as if all had become saints, and to repair you for all the oppositions and lack of correspondence to grace. And as much as you can, in our will, you search for the acts of grace of the Holy Spirit, the sanctifier, in order to make your own his sorrow, his secret desires, his anguishing sides in the depth of the hearts. On seeing himself unwelcome, and since the first act he does is to bring our will as the complete act of their sanctification. On seeing himself rejected, on seeing himself unwelcome, on seeing himself rejected, he moans. In your childlike simplicity, you say to him, Holy Spirit, sanctifier, hurry, I implore you, I beg you, let everyone know your will, so that in knowing it, they may love it and welcome your prime act of their complete sanctification, which is your holy will. The Lord wants us to say this prayer with simplicity, with love. He says, with your childlike simplicity, with innocence. The Holy Spirit wants to be recognized. The Holy Spirit wants to be welcome in our souls. We must thank the Holy Spirit for our baptism, for our confirmation, for Holy Communion. We must thank the Holy Spirit for the sacrament of confession, for the sacrament of anointing of the sick, for the sacrament of marriage, for the sacrament of the priesthood, for the church. And we must pray, come, Holy Spirit, I beg you, let everyone know your will. The Lord says, my daughter, we, the three divine persons, are inseparable and distinct. And in this way, do we want to manifest to the human generations our works for them? While remaining united within ourselves, each one of us wants to manifest individually his love and his work for the creature. Each one of them, they want to manifest individually their love for us. God the Father manifested his love for each one of us by sending his Son Jesus to save us. Our Lord wants to manifest his love for us by redeeming us, by giving us his body and blood, soul and divinity in the Blessed Sacrament, by sending us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wants to manifest his love for us by making us holy and bringing us back to the Father. We must love the Holy Spirit, and we must love the Blessed Trinity. There is a beautiful prayer. Ever most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we adore you profoundly, we love you intensely, we thank you perpetually in the hearts of all and on behalf of all, come, O Divine Will. Luisa Picaretta writes in Volume 22, My Jesus kept silent and I remain all immersed in the Supreme Fiat. Then my beloved good told me, My daughter, one who lives in my will drinks light. And just as light is such that while one sees it and enjoys it, others too can see it and enjoy it. The same for my will. In giving itself to the soul as light and investing her completely, it bilocates her whole interior and gives light to each thought of creature. It bilocates her world and gives light to the words of others. It bilocates her works, her steps, and gives light to those of others. Light possesses the true and perfect bilocation. And while it is one, it has the virtue of bilocating for each one who wants to enjoy it and see it. Is the sun not one? And yet, how many see it and enjoy it? Much more so for the sun of my will, which the soul drinks, filling herself completely with its light. Though it is one, it has the virtue of bilocating for each act, word, step, and forms the enchantment of its divine light. Our Lord is telling us that each act done in the divine will has the virtue of bilocate in all the creatures, has the virtue to bilocate in all the acts of the creature, to repay on behalf of all creatures. And this is what our Lord wants us to do through this spirituality given to the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. He wants us to learn this spirituality. He wants us to love Him, to love the Sanctifier. He wants us to become acquainted with His life, to read sacred scripture, to read the catechism, to grow in the knowledge and understanding of our faith, to grow in the knowledge of this divine science given to the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. And as Father Aníbal de Francia told to Luisa, we need all the virtues of the saints of the past. We need to possess the virtues in a heroic degree. So we need to study the Book of Heaven. My prayer for all of you, my brothers and sisters, is that you may come to understand this divine science as much as you can, that you make time to read the Book of Heaven, to meditate, to do acts in the divine will. You may come to know, to love, and possess this gift. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to fill us with His grace, with the knowledge and understanding of this gift, to make us holy. And let us love the Holy Spirit with the love of the Father, with the love of the Son. Let us love the Holy Spirit with His own love. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy His consolations, that through the grace of the Holy Spirit we may come to know, to love, and to possess the gift of the divine will. That through the grace of the Holy Spirit, the divine will be known on earth. And may it reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.